Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today's podcast is going to fascinate you. Everyone who's in the longevity space is learning about NAD, and I have a really amazing expert with us today, Nicola Conlon, all the way from the UK. Welcome, Nicola.
Hi, Dr. K. So good to be with you here today.
Amazing. Tell me a little bit about your background in biochemistry and what inspired you to really focus down on NAD.
Absolutely. So I'm a scientist, and I actually specialize in cellular aging. So what it is that goes on at the cellular level to drive everything that we know is part of the aging process that we experience on the outside. And my background was actually in drug development. So I worked looking at developing drugs that were designed to slow cellular aging, with the idea being that age is our biggest risk factor for pretty much every disease that big pharmaceutical companies are trying to target. So maybe if we could target aging at the cellular level and slow it a little bit, we could have an impact on many age-related diseases. And that was kind of where I really focused, but I become pretty kind of had a bit of a moment where I thought, hang on, drug development maybe isn't for me, because there are a lot of molecules that actually work really well that are not actually drugs, that are natural molecules that do incredible things in the body, especially when it comes to aging, but drugs companies aren't interested in them because they can't patent them and they can't commercialize them. So all of these things kind of get put in the bin and don't get given the research that they deserve. And one of those things is NAD. So I decided that I was going to leave and basically set up a company that was looking at how we could actually take this incredible science, take these molecules that drugs companies aren't interested in, and actually get them out to the public so that people can benefit from this science now. And NAD was one of the things that I really decided to focus on because of the incredible amount of research that it'd been showing in the space for its benefits in aging.
So I know lots of people have heard NAD, but let's break it down for everyone at the beginner level. So what is NAD? Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, or what does it do at the in the cell? Remind us from seventh grade biology where we start.
Yeah, absolutely. So NAD, first of all, is something that is naturally found in all of our cells. This is not something that we're like artificially adding into the body. It's found in every single cell. It's actually involved in hundreds of different reactions, but the two things that it's most famous for are, first of all, our energy production. So it's part of the pathway in our cells that literally takes the food that we eat and converts it into the energy that all of our cells need to function and essentially stay alive. The second thing that it's really important for is repair. So NAD kind of acts like a fuel to power a lot of repair processes that are constantly going on inside of our cells, making sure that any damage is repaired before we even know it's ever a problem. So NAD actually drives these repair processes. So what I always say to people is all you need to remember is that if you have high levels of NAD, then you are going to have lots of energy production and you're going to have lots of repair. But if you have low NAD, then energy production will go down and also cellular repair will go down.
And how does NAD sort of wax and wane in the course of the human lifetime? It starts very high levels in your 20s. What happens to us in our 40s and 50s?
Well, unfortunately, like many things with age, we now know that NAD declines. And actually, this decline is quite drastic. So it's estimated that our NAD levels halve every 20 years. And this is actually from birth. So by the time we're 20, we have around half the NAD levels in our cells that we were born with. Then by the time we're 40, this is halved again, and so on and so forth. It keeps going down, which I always find quite alarming when you think of how important it actually is in the body. And it's not only an age-related decline that we get, we also know that our lifestyle can actually speed this up even further. So if we have a lifestyle that is typically what would classify as an unhealthy lifestyle, where we have an inflammatory diet, we are not eating good quality food, we are drinking too much alcohol, not getting enough sleep, smoking, anything that is damaging to the body will also speed up the depletion of NAD, because your body then has to kickstart repair. And remember, it's using NAD as a fuel. So the more repair you're having to do in your body, the more your NAD levels are going to be depleted as well.
Are there some natural ways that we can augment and supplement our NAD levels, or is it all going to fall on getting, you know, vitamins, pills, and supplements, external sources?
Yeah, actually there are. So I think one common myth just to mention is that, you know, some people say, well, can you get NAD from your diet? You can't. NAD is a very unstable molecule, so you can't absorb it. It just gets destroyed in the gut. So actually our bodies are very good at making and recycling their own NAD. And interestingly, some of the things that we already know are very good for our health, so things like exercise and fasting, those things are known in part to work by actually switching on our natural NAD production. So if you think of exercise, particularly high intensity exercise or fasting, they both do a similar thing in the body. They cause an energy stress. And what happens is our cells go, oh my goodness, we have no energy coming in, so we need to go in a conservation mode. So they literally switch on pathways in our cells that produce NAD so that our cells can kickstart energy production to get through that period of energy stress, but also can kickstart repair. Because as far as our body's concerned, it's kind of like under threat, and it needs to kickstart all of these processes. So some of these, you know, things that we've known for many, many years are good for us are actually good for us because they are naturally switching on NAD production.
Interesting. And then in terms of your own personal regimen, are you doing some of those things? Intermittent fasting, high intensity exercise? What supplements are you taking?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, although I'm a big fan of supplements, I am always the first person to say that, you know, you can't out supplement a bad lifestyle. And many people don't realize that your lifestyle is such an important part of how well you will age. It's estimated that around 80% of your aging is actually dependent on your lifestyle, the other 20% being your genetics. So that's important because it means there's actually something that is in your control to do about it. So like you just said, I implement a lot of these things. For me, exercise, not only high intensity interval training, but also resistance training. So resistance training is extremely good in terms of building muscle mass. We know muscle mass is linked to how well you will age, and also things like frailty, especially important in women after menopause, making sure we maintain that muscle mass. We know that an increase in muscle mass also switches on NAD production as well. So not only is it having lots of other benefits in the body, it is also switching on NAD production. I also do intermittent fasting. So I typically will go for around 12 to 14 hours between my last meal of the evening and before I then eat anything the next day. And what that does is it kickstarts a process in our cells called autophagy. And this is basically like a recycling process where, again, our body thinks, oh my goodness, you know, we're not getting any nutrients coming in, so we better kickstart some clear up and some recycling so we can make the best of what we've already got in our bodies. So those are two, you know, things that I practice every day. In terms of supplementation, I always say supplementation is, you know, there are standard things you can take like NAD. We know that declines in everyone. But for a lot of the other things I take are pretty personal to my unique biology. I always encourage people to maybe have some blood tests to look at any deficiencies, or some genetic tests to look at any deficiencies that they may be prone to. So that when you are supplementing, you're taking things that are actually, you know, are going to help you. Because, you know, a supplement that might help me might not be suitable for you. You might have an adequate amount in your body.
That's very true. So NAD will kind of go down based on what's going, based on age, based on damage and repair and the amount of oxidative stress that you have, how unstable your genome is. Talk a little bit about mitochondria and the health of the mitochondria.
Yeah, so your mitochondria, they are what I would refer to as the energy powerhouses of your cells. And they are the little structures in our cells that literally take the glucose from our food, the sugar, and convert it into energy in the form of ATP, which is the energy that all of our cells and our whole body needs to function. And what we know is that as we get older, our mitochondria basically start to dysfunction. So we get this thing called mitochondrial dysfunction. And this means that these energy powerhouses just don't work as efficiently anymore. It's kind of if you think of a power station that's really old, and you know it's kind of trying to burn coal, but it's not really very efficient, and it's giving off loads of toxic waste and smoke. This is kind of like what happens to our mitochondria as we get older. They don't efficiently produce energy anymore, but they actually start to release what we call free radicals, which are these like damaging molecules in the cell that then start sort of pinging off all the other bits of our cell, like our DNA and other structures, and start damaging them. So again, it's like a toxic factory leaking out all this waste. And we know that if we can do things to try and improve mitochondrial function, not only does it help to improve our cellular health, but the type of thing we feel at the whole body level is an improvement in things like our energy levels, our metabolism, a reduction in things like brain fog. And when it comes to skin, you see better repair capacity, better skin cell turnover, because all of these things are dependent on mitochondria. And what we know is that NAD is very important for mitochondrial function. So raising NAD levels can actually help to get our mitochondria, our powerhouses, working more efficiently to help have all of those kind of benefits that we would like to have on the outside.
Very true. Are there tests these days that measure mitochondrial health?
You know what? There is actually a consumer test that's just been developed. It's a lab that we've been working with called Skin Life Analytics, and they have actually developed a skin swab where you can literally take a little sample of the cells and you can measure mitochondrial DNA damage. And this is, I think, is something really exciting that's being developed, because it means that we have a way of very easily, with, you know, a non-invasive method of taking a quick swab and sending it away for testing and getting an idea of what the level of damage is in our skin. But actually then being able to, you know, do treatments, do interventions like NAD, do lifestyle changes, and then remeasure and actually see that we have had an impact on our mitochondrial health.
Interesting. And is that available for consumers?
I think at the moment it's actually available to practitioners. It's a company that I know is very new, but is run by a very, very credible group of scientists who are specialists in skin health.
Okay, interesting. I'll have to check it out. So we talked about your NAD can get consumed by all these life processes and cellular activity and toxins, environmental exposures, and DNA damage. How does the cell then work to restore NAD? And then maybe you can explain a little bit about your theories about how we need to recycle NAD better as opposed to just taking more NAD.
Yeah, absolutely. So in our cells, we literally have what we call a salvage pathway. And this is like an NAD recycling pathway. So what happens is, as NAD is used up, when it's used for things like DNA repair, or many of these repair processes in our cells, it actually gets broken down. So you've got this big molecule, this big NAD molecule. It gets used for repair and it gets broken down into what we call our precursors. So these are like smaller building blocks that make up NAD. And in youthful cells, what generally happens is this salvage pathway comes in and it scoops back up the raw materials and it literally sticks them back together to form the new NAD molecule again. And that means that when our cells are youthful, all of our, you know, as NAD use goes up, it means there's more raw material to make more NAD, which is great because it's a sort of self-sustaining pathway. But what all the latest research shows is that one of the main reasons why our NAD actually declines with age is that this pathway actually becomes inefficient. Specifically, there's an enzyme in this pathway that actually declines with age. So that's unfortunate, because what it means is as we get older and we actually have more damage in our cell, more inflammation in our cell, more things that are demanding NAD, our ability to actually recycle it is going down. So this means you get a deficit because the demand is increasing, but the ability to produce it is going down. So there's been a lot of focus on ways to boost NAD, and the sort of current scientific evidence shows that, you know, the best way is to actually just fix this problem and actually switch back on your natural NAD production pathway in the cell.
So that's the enzyme NNMT.
Yes, it's called NAMPT. And that is the recycling enzyme.
And then how can we boost levels of this enzyme? Is that also exogenous sources or something precursors to the enzyme?
Yeah. So first of all, lifestyle things that are actually clinically proven to boost levels of this enzyme are exercise and fasting. So again, both of these things switch on NAD production by boosting levels of this enzyme in our cells that naturally makes and recycles all that NAD. Precursors themselves as supplements, they've become very popular as a way to boost NAD. So these are things like NR, or which is nicotinamide riboside, or NMN, which is nicotinamide mononucleotide. If you are, you know, if you've read into NAD at all, you will have definitely heard of NMN and NR. And they're the precursors, the building blocks that your body uses to make NAD. And a lot of people take these as supplements to boost their NAD levels, with the idea being that if NAD has gone down in the body, if we give the body more of the raw material to make NAD, then hopefully our cells will produce NAD. But because of this latest research that shows us the reason why NAD is declining is because this pathway in our cells that actually takes the precursor and turns it into NAD declines. Now there's a lot of question over whether this is actually a viable way to boost NAD, because it's not addressing the root cause of the problem. And it's also kind of like, if you imagined your cell is like this NAD producing factory, and you went into the factory and you were like, why is my NAD production gone down? And you saw that the machines weren't working, the pipes were leaking, there were no workers. Mm-hmm. There is no way that you would say, well, let's just ignore all those problems and let's just order some more raw material and hope that we get more NAD. You would say, no, we need to fix the machines. You need to switch back on that enzyme that's actually taking the precursor and turning it into NAD. So although things like NMN and NR are very popular, again, the science is changing, the science is moving, we're learning more and more, and we now know that you really do need to switch back on that enzyme. And that is exactly a lot of the research that I've been involved in looking at different molecules and ways to actually do that.
And you also, there's a lot of discussion as to what route of NAD is best, whether it's IV or oral, or, you know, transcutaneous or nasal. Like, what are your thoughts on getting IV NAD drips, which are so popular?
Yeah, well, first of all, you just mentioned oral NAD, as in, you know, pure NAD orally. First of all, that does not work at all. NAD itself is a very unstable molecule. So if you just put pure NAD powder in a pill, which is sold on Amazon, and swallowed it, it's just completely degraded. So it doesn't work at all. So this is exactly why things like IVs and injections have become popular, because the idea with them is that you take the unstable NAD and you infuse it directly into the blood and you're bypassing the gut. But the problem here is that you get it into the blood, but actually NAD does not do anything in the blood. NAD actually has to be in the cells, because that's where the mitochondria are, that's where the DNA is, that's where all the pathways that NAD interacts with are, not in the blood. And NAD is a very big molecule, which means it actually struggles to get out of the blood and pass into the cells. We know that not many cells can let this whole NAD molecule in. So whilst there is a lot of, you know, popularity with people doing these infusions, there is also a huge question mark over whether it actually gets into the cell where it's needed. And unfortunately, there's a lot of, a real lack of clinical evidence. So currently there's only one clinical trial looking at NADIVs, which basically showed that all of the NAD is simply broken down in the blood and then into precursors. And then it's the precursors that seem to go into the cell, the smaller precursors. And I know there's another study about to be published that actually shows that it doesn't actually raise intercellular NAD. So it's not raising NAD where we want it to. But furthermore, it seems to be triggering an inflammatory reaction in the blood, which is exactly not what you want to happen. But again, when you think of the sort of science behind it, you're putting a huge amount of something into the blood that actually isn't meant to be there. So again, you know, as a scientist looking at what the scientific evidence shows in this space, it's not great for IVs, despite the number of people that are actually doing them. And the same goes for injections.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of clinical rumors and hearsay, and people report feeling increased energy and, you know, whole body improvements after, you know, a sense of well-being. And like, I think that people are not imagining that. So is the possible
There's a lot of anecdotal evidence. You know, there's also anecdotal evidence for people with addiction and things like that.
Yeah.
Probably what's happening is it's getting broken down into the smaller precursors, and then you're getting a huge increase in the uptake of the precursors that are going in rather than the whole NAD. But even then, you have the same problem where you can get the precursors in, but then if the pathway is not there to turn it into NAD, then that can also become an issue. And this is why you may hear people talking about methylation problems and things like that, which you start to encounter if you have all of this precursor hanging around, but no enzyme to actually turn it into NAD.
Interesting. What have you heard from people as far as like how they feel after they get finally improved levels of NAD? I know that I've heard from my own patients and in my own experience, I'm really much better energy and cognitive function. Generally like feeling like I heal faster, improved healing and regenerative capacity is a good one. Have you had any, you know, benefits that you've noticed that have been really tremendous with NAD taken properly?
Absolutely. So with our customers, the top reported benefit by far is energy, which again makes complete sense. You're improving mitochondrial function. So you're going to get that improvement not only in you know, physical energy and stamina, but also the second most reported thing is cognitive function and brain energy. So again, we know that the brain has a huge amount of mitochondria in there because it needs so much energy. So often if you have any sort of mitochondrial dysfunction, the brain is one of the first things that suffer, and you start to feel things like brain fog. So quite a lot of people report feeling like almost like a cloud has been lifted. Interestingly, the customer group that we see this in the most is perimenopausal and menopausal women. And they are the ones that very quickly will notice an improvement in brain fog. The third top reported thing is actually sleep. So I haven't mentioned the role of NAD in sleep, but actually NAD is very important for regulating what we call our circadian rhythm, which is our 24-hour sleep-wake cycle. And when I say sleep-wake cycle, it's not just involved in sleep, it's involved in switching on and off all around 20,000 different genes and pathways that change as we go from being awake to being asleep. So this is everything to do with hormone function, metabolism, repair, all of these things that change during the sleep-wake cycle. NAD is very important in controlling. So when it comes to sleep, we have a lot of people who measure sleep. As you can probably see, I've got an Oura ring on. A lot of people now have these sleep tracking devices, so they can actually have some data to support this rather than just saying, oh yeah, I feel like I slept better. They can actually see the improvement. So as NAD levels go up, we actually see an increase in the quality of sleep in terms of more deep sleep and a better length of the sleep cycles. And we actually did a study and of 30 people and found that out of the 30 people, we saw an improvement in sleep quality in 26, and four of them just had no change. So everyone pretty much saw an improvement in quality of sleep.
And is that deeper sleep, less interruptions, or easier to fall asleep? Yeah.
Less interruptions and better quality sleep. So you see deeper sleep, you see an increase in heart rate variability, which shows that your body is actually going into a more relaxed parasympathetic state, which is the state that you want your body to be in. It's the rest and relaxation and repair state. And that's when all of the sort of repair processes in your body are switched on during the night. So that's what we observed in that study.
Very interesting. And what are some other ways that we can teach our cells to behave more youthfully and reprogram cells to act younger? I think in our field in aesthetics, we're so all about external beauty and improving the aged skin and the aging face and the deflation, drooping things that happen. But should we be starting at the cellular level?
Absolutely. So what I always say is that although we're very focused on treating aging at the surface and, you know, only thinking about it from what's happening on the outside or indeed how we're feeling, actually everything to do with aging ultimately starts at the cellular level. And we know that this is because we have what we call the hallmarks of aging, which are 12 key processes that seem to go wrong in our cells that drive the entire aging process. So we've already spoke a lot about one of them, that's mitochondrial dysfunction. That's a hallmark of aging. But there are many other things like chronic inflammation, DNA damage, and stem cell exhaustion, senescence. These are all these different processes that are going on in our cells that are driving everything that we experience as the aging process on the outside. And we know that if you can target aging at the cellular level, you can have benefits on the outside. So for example, NAD is you know, one of the reasons I was always so interested in NAD is because it's been one of the only molecules that is actually known to positively impact all 12 hallmarks of aging. So that means that when you are increasing your NAD levels, you are actually reducing all 12 hallmarks in the cells to improve cellular health. So a question that I always get asked is, okay, so for example, our supplement, which is designed to boost NAD by switching on that natural production in our cells, we know it does that. We've clinically proven it increases NAD. But people say, well, what is that going to do for me on the outside? Like, am I going to see a difference? Is my skin going to be better? And a lot of the customer reported benefits are an improvement in skin quality, improvement in hair growth, nail growth, reduction in gray hair, you name it. We see those improvements and those benefits. And that's because if your cells are healthy on the inside, then everything else will follow on the outside. And indeed, we actually went as far as doing another clinical study to actually look at just by using the product to actually increase your NAD levels, are you going to see a visible increase to skin health? So we had 30 people. They took the supplement for 3 months. They had no skincare. They had no treatments, no other significant changes to diet, lifestyle, anything like that. And we measured levels of redness, rosacea, skin damage in terms of pigmentation, and saw a visible and significant improvement in all of these parameters just by switching back on that natural NAD production in their body. So it shows, if you improve the health of your cells, you will improve the visible appearance on the outside as well.
That's so interesting. How did you quantify the skin changes?
So with this one, we use the Vizier scanner to take the pictures of the skin. So looking at the different cameras, looking at the, you know, the different pigments and the redness, rosacea, and quantified it in that way.
That's amazing. So using your background as a molecular biologist, you branched off and started your own company, Nucito Laboratories. And then thank you for sending me a sample to try of your NAD. What is in there that makes it special compared to other formulations for people who are out there shopping and trying to figure out, there's so much NAD on the market, NMN, NNR, like why this product?
So when I was sort of researching this space, it became very obvious that a lot of the ways people were trying to boost their NAD did not make scientific sense for many of the reasons that, you know, we've just discussed, whether that be in that NAD, it's in its pure form, is not absorbed, or simply using a precursor like NMN or NR is not actually fixing the root cause of NAD decline. So what I did was designed a formulation that not only had a precursor in, so it has that building block in for NAD, but also has a range of different other ingredients that is actually fixing the root causes of NAD decline. So we have ingredients in there that actually switch back on that NAD production enzyme, that one that actually declines with age. So we have two ingredients in there. One is Sephora japonica, and the other is alpha lipoic acid. Both of these things are known to activate levels of this key NAD producing enzyme. And indeed, in our clinical trial, we actually show that we do significantly see an increased level of this enzyme in the cells of the people who were taking the supplement. Now, we've spoke a lot about this enzyme, but actually it's not the only cause of NAD decline. We know another major cause of NAD decline is chronic inflammation. So as we get older, we get this chronic low-grade inflammation in our bodies. That's actually another hallmark of aging. And we know that this massively depletes our NAD stores. It burns through so much NAD. So we have other ingredients in there that are actually designed to inhibit some of these inflammatory processes that are wasting our NAD levels. We also have some other ingredients in there that deal with some of the methylation issues. Now, we haven't really gone into this because it can get it quite technical, but anybody that is familiar with the NAD space or takes products like NMN may have heard people say you need to be careful because it can cause you to deplete your methyl groups. And methyl groups are very important in the body for things like DNA repair, and for switching genes on and off. And the problem when you just take a precursor is that because your little cell factory is struggling to turn the raw material into NAD, this precursor raw material starts to build up. And the way that your cells deal with this is by sticking this little methyl group onto it, which is like a tag, which tells the cell to chuck it out and get rid of it to stop it from building up. And that wastes these precious methyl groups that should be getting used for things like DNA repair. So we have other ingredients in there that basically prevent that from happening. So what I always say is it's like, if something's declined in the body, there's usually a reason. You need to fix the reason. So that's how our product's different, is that it doesn't ignore all those issues. It actually has ingredients in there which target each one. And then we've also done a full double-blind placebo-controlled human clinical study, which is very rare in the supplement space to have a study like that that's published, you know, in a very credible peer-reviewed journal to prove that it actually does what we say it does. So not only does it boost NAD and it's clinically proven to do so, but it actually switches back on that key enzyme. We show that it reduces inflammation. It reduces glycation. Glycation, you know, is a huge problem in things like skin aging. And the other really exciting bit was we measured biological age of all the participants. So we measured the age that their cells were on the inside. And we saw a reversal of biological age in just 28 days of using the product as well.
That is really amazing. What biological age measure are you using there?
So for this one, we used a measure called glycan age. So this is looking at the patterns of glycans, which are like little sugars that are on your immune cells. And basically, this pattern of these glycans changes as you age. And by looking at the specific patterns on a person's immune cells, you can basically predict their biological age. So that is the test that was actually used in our study.
Amazing. So have you noticed different clinical results in terms of energy or vitality or other measures, like what the patient experiences when they're on these products versus traditional precursor NADs?
Yeah. So interestingly, a lot of our customers are people that were previously taking things like NMN or NR and had stopped because either they were concerned about the methylation issues or they just weren't feeling any benefit. And then decided to try our product because they understood that this was kind of going a step further and actually treating the root cause. And a lot of them do say that, you know, we actually feel a difference. And I think that's one of the key benefits of our product, is that people actually feel better. There is a tangible benefit. They're feeling like their energy is better. They're feeling like their sleep is better. They're seeing the external improvements. And yes, that's all anecdotal. So for me as a scientist, I'm all about, we want the data to prove this. So in one of our other studies that we did quality of life questionnaires. So these are standard questionnaires that are very commonly used in clinical trials. So, you know, they're highly controlled questionnaires, which are looking at all factors of life, everything from physical energy and tiredness all the way through to, you know, levels of anxiety and all different parameters. And we saw a significant improvement in energy, a significant reduction in people's perception of fatigue, and also a significant improvement in what is known as overall quality of life. So people, you know, just feeling like they generally are getting on better because of these other improvements.
I love it. I know we talked before the podcast that I tried your product last night and I had a lot of energy. I was up till like 3 a.m. I made the mistake of taking it at midnight. And
we normally recommend, you know, morning, you know, midday it is kind of the best time, because that sort of fits in with when your natural NAD levels are highest. So again, what people don't realize is your NAD kind of goes up and down throughout the day. It's not a constant. So trying to take it more towards the morning, midday is probably the best way.
So you want to take it like an hour before your NAD normally peaks in the morning, or?
Yeah, I mean, there's no hard and fast rule, but generally the sort of morning to midday, it would coincide with more naturally high levels. Mm-hmm. And we always recommend with our product as well, taking it with food rather than on an empty stomach.
Mm. And yours is, it's three capsules twice a day.
Three capsules twice a day, or you can take all six in one go. It's up to you.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Three twice a day is a lot.
It is a lot. So the reason for that is my PhD was actually in bioavailability of nutrients and drugs. So I am very particular on creating products that actually have enough of the raw material in them so that by the time it goes through the gut and the bit's degraded, then it gets taken up in the gut and the bit disappears then. And, you know, by the time it gets to the cells, you have to start off with enough to make sure that by the time it's in the cells, there's enough left to actually have the desired effect. And a massive problem in the supplement industry is companies selling supplements and saying, oh yeah, this ingredient will do whatever in the body. But when you look at the amount that is in a capsule that they are promoting people to take, it is nowhere near the level that's been shown in studies or the level that is actually required to have that effect. So yeah, it's trying to get a balance between something that is efficacious and actually works versus, you know, what's acceptable to consumers.
It's true. There's fairy dusting like that in the skincare
industry as
well. Yeah,
that's the name,
on the label, but it's been sprinkled and it's never going to make a significant benefit clinically.
Yeah.
Well, in the last few minutes here, I'd love to ask you about your thoughts about other, like what's trending after NAD, because yes, glutathione is out there. We've heard of astaxanthin, pterostilbene, and what are your favorite antioxidant supplements or other things in addition to NAD precursors?
Yeah, I think so. Some of the ones you just mentioned, I think glutathione is good, but its bioavailability is very poor, meaning, you know, taking it orally is a problem. People tend to take a precursor to glutathione, which is N-acetylcysteine and glycine. They're like, again, the building blocks that the body uses to make glutathione. So I personally do take those. Astaxanthin, I think that, again, that's a great one. It's very important for DNA repair. In our bodies, it's a great one if you're going on holiday and you're going to have increased sun exposure to help protect your cells from DNA damage, which again is a hallmark of aging. Pterostilbene, famously known as resveratrol, is, you know, something that again is another sort of buzz supplement within the space. I'm not so convinced by that one, again, because its bioavailability is very poor. You know, you need to take an awful lot, and there's There's a lot of, shall we say, conflict within the scientific space about whether it actually does what everyone always thought it did, which is activate something in the body called the sirtuins. So the sirtuins are like, they're called like longevity genes. And basically when these longevity genes are switched on, they activate a downstream of many, many different pathways that promote cellular health. Now, resveratrol or terostilbene is a compound that is supposed to activate the sirtuins. And that's where the kind of, the bit of argument over whether it actually does or not comes in. But what's important to note is that you can try and activate the sirtuins as much as they want. But actually, the sirtuins, their main fuel is NAD. So even just by increasing NAD levels, you are switching on the sirtuins without taking any other supplements to try and boost their levels. So I think that's something that, you know, people kind of don't realize that by increasing NAD, they're also boosting levels of these longevity genes in the cells.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think the most exciting space to watch is around something called senescence. Is that something that you're familiar with or you've come across before?
Yeah, I think a lot of our audience has heard of this concept of cell death and clearing out cells that are zombie-like state. And
yeah, so these senescent cells, you know, it was thought that the zombie cells, as you say, the cells that are sitting there, they're not performing the function. So if you imagine your skin cells, if you have senescent skin cells, it means that they're sitting in the skin. They're taking up space, but they're no longer producing collagen. They're no longer producing elastin. But even worse, we now know they're also secreting inflammation. Mm-hmm. And this inflammation's degrading even more of your collagen and elastin. It's causing all of other inflammatory issues, and it also damages other cells. So there's a really big focus on looking at different compounds that maybe at the very least stop these cells from secreting inflammation, or even better, actually get rid of them and eliminate them out of the body. Now, this is something that is a really hot area of research in longevity. I think it's going to be the next big thing in terms of skin health. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of aesthetic treatments, whether these are injectables or, you know, skin booster type things that are going to be looking at actually trying to eliminate these cells out of the skin to improve skin health from the inside. So yeah, I think that's kind of a really exciting space to watch.
I think you're right. I think those the SASP proteins, the secretory accessory proteins that these zombie cells exude, kind of just talk, they're like a bad apple that poisons all the good apples around them. And so weeding those out is key. And the more we do procedures that stimulate turnover of cells and regrowth and rebuilding, like microneedling, lasering, all the different things that we do to like get the cells to wake up, the more we suppress the zombies, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So make the skin behave youthfully. Are there any dangers of NAD? Are we all to worry about the rumors that we're going to turn on cancer cell production, depending on which correct form we're taking? Should we be worried?
NAD is something that is naturally found at very high levels in the body. And there's a lot of misinformation where people have wrongly interpreted studies that have suggested that NAD may drive cancer, which is absolutely not the case. We know that NAD levels and risk of cancer are inversely correlated. So as NAD goes down, risk of cancer goes up because your cells aren't able to repair themselves. They get mutations and the risk of cancer goes up. And what the link between NAD and cancer is that scientists are always looking at what ways we can target cancer cells. Where do cancer cells have an Achilles heel that we can target? And NAD has been one of these things where, you know, people have said, well, what happens if we switch off NAD in cancer cells? Will it kill the cancer cell? Well, of course it kills the cancer cell, because no cell can survive without NAD. It's kind of the same thing as let's starve a cancer cell of oxygen or glucose. It's looking at things we can switch off. So what that doesn't mean is that NAD causes cancer. And certainly there's actually not much future in any treatments like this because they're not selective of cancer cells. You can't switch off NAD in the body, otherwise you would die because every cell is dependent on NAD. So yeah, although there has been, you know, some press articles saying there's a link, actually the link is not that it causes it. It's actually completely the opposite.
Oh, I'm glad you cleared that up because that rumor is buzzing around. And
yeah,
I think it scares people to hear such disparate information. If someone's just starting out and they don't know what to do, where to go, what to take, what's a good beginner's approach to NAD?
So a good beginner's approach is, first of all, lifestyle. You know, if you've got a bad lifestyle, there's just no NAD supplement in the world that's really going to make an impact. So first of all, do the things like the exercise, reduce inflammation in the body, eat a better diet, all of those sorts of things first. And then, you know, if you do want to boost NAD levels, you need to look at, you know, a product like Nichido that's actually fixing the root cause of the NAD decline. Again, NAD is a buzzword. There are so many things out there that people are taking or doing that really don't have great science behind them. So that's where we really wanted to change things. You know, NAD is a great molecule if you can boost it correctly in the body. So looking for products that actually have clinical trials to support that their safety, first of all, and secondly, that they actually do boost NAD and switch back on NAD production is always, you know, treat the root cause. You can't go wrong if you treat the root cause.
Amazing. Well, this has been so informative. I definitely have learned a lot. I encourage everyone to read the beautiful papers that Nicola has written because they really synthesize so much information. And it's quite complex, but when you think about the simplicity of how you've broken it down with the factory analogy, it makes so much sense. Where can people find you on your various handles to reach out?
Yeah, so for me, just at Dr. Nicola Conlon on Instagram. For the company, it's at Nichido, spelled Nuchido, on Nichido.com. But yeah, Instagram is probably the best place to find me.
Well, there you have it. And I'm going to try your product all month. And I have been on some other NMR and precursor products. I was taking something from Elysium Health. So I definitely want to see the difference and I will report back. And also, all of you guys, just so if you are interested, I have a discount code. It's Dr. K20. And you can go on the website at Nichido and apply that and see if you want to try it based on this amazing science that we've just heard. It definitely sounds like it's going to be a game changer. You guys can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. That's DRKAY. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com, where you can find our amazing skincare to help those zombie cells wake up and prosper. I hope you guys are all going to incorporate the idea of NAD and NAD products into your lifestyle. It's so important for cellular health. And thank you, Nicola, for all of the amazing knowledge.
You're very welcome. No, it's always good to have a good science chat.
Yes, I'm glad we could talk at that level. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and energized.